This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Joining us in the studio now is our regular guest to let you know how Victoria Police are keeping us safe and getting involved with the community. Of course, it's Commander Stuart Bateson. Welcome to Joy again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So how did Pride March go a few weeks ago?
It was terrific. I wasn't there actually on the day. Unfortunately, I was away, but everyone who went said it was fantastic. Had a great day. It was hot.
Yeah, you were one of those.
But we didn't have anyone faint this year. We had a couple faint last year in the heat because last year it was particularly hot.
It was really hot, yeah.
But everyone survived, had a great time.
Yeah, well, that uniform, I mean, you're carrying a lot on there, aren't you? Like that packs and the vest.
The frontline members carry a lot of material, and those vests are very heavy. So, you know, when they start their shift every day, they're putting on up to 10 kilos extra weight to walk around in.
Well, that'll keep them fit anyway.
Most of them. You know, the donuts are probably the other side of the equation, but, you know, most of them keep pretty fit.
I have to ask, is that a thing? Do police officers actually enjoy it? Like, is that a stereotype? Do you eat donuts or do you have croissants? Yeah. What's the deal?
Yeah, it depends. It depends. There is donuts.
Likes donuts. I gave you one this morning for breakfast.
I'm not a police officer. I could be. I reckon I could be.
But I think it's more of an American stereotype than us. But
it's a Simpsons thing. Yeah. I think it just goes back down to the whole. But so there was no issues. We had
terrific day, and the crowd was well behaved. Everyone enjoyed themselves. Yeah, no, absolutely fantastic.
Look, it is, and it is changing. Community is changing, and for the LGBTIQ, you know, we've always been there marching, but it's really good to see we're not getting the protesters coming out like they did years and years ago.
Mm. Yeah, was there a lot of protesters years ago?
Being a Sydney boy, so that's where I came from, one of the Reverend whatever. He'd come out every day and pray for rain and pray for everything else to happen. Yeah. One day he actually came out of hospital on his stretcher just so he could boo us all as we walk by. Yeah, but that's another one. We won't talk. Look, there seems to be a big spat at the moment of mobile phone robberies. What's going on here?
It's an interesting thing that we've noticed over the last 12 months or so. It's a group of people, and it might be several groups of people, but they're contacting people who are selling mobile phones on social media, whether that be Gumtree or other methods. But when they meet up with you, they actually steal the phone rather than give you any money for it. And sometimes they are violent in doing so. Ooh. So it seems to me that we just need to tell people just to be careful when they're selling anything really on Gumtree. You don't necessarily know who you're meeting up with, and you don't know their intentions. So we're suggesting that, you know, if you do sell things on Gumtree, especially those small attractive items, then meet up with the buyer in a public place, perhaps somewhere where there's CCTV footage.
Yeah, good call.
And just bring someone with you just to stay safe and make sure you're okay.
Yeah, well, I would like to know, because you had 31 years of experience in the force, has different crimes risen that have kind of taken more of a precedence? You know what I mean? Like, have there been more of a spike in certain crimes that maybe wouldn't have been a crime 31 years ago?
Well, certainly, you know, technology's enabled a whole lot of things. So, you know, I guess there's always people with dishonest intent. That's always been the way since Adam was a boy, I guess. But, technology has given people some advantages of that they never would have had previously. So we're seeing these sorts of things that are enabled through the internet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, dishonest people are taking advantage of that technology just as we all are.
Because I see people now paying for things with their mobiles. I'm so scared. I won't put that on my mobile. That kind of worries me a little bit. Yeah,
I've seen that too, and I haven't adopted that technology, but I'm still worried about the tap, you know, tap and go.
I've got a question. Incredible.
That's so much fraud. You know, you lose your credit card, and of course people get to tap it probably half a dozen times before you catch on. So, it's great technology, makes everything faster, but really, would it be that much harder if we just had to put in a pin?
Yeah. Well, are those scan guns that can pick up your card through your wallet, is that a real device?
They exist. We're not seeing a lot of that happening. More so, I think, you know, when you're buying and putting a credit card number out on the internet, you just got to make sure you're using a secure method to do that, because when you don't, you're opening yourself up for your credit card details to be stolen.
I mean, who's secure at the moment? I mean, our government even can't even keep their system secure. Yeah. So, I mean, what is secure in this day and age?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, PayPal and those big ones are the best ones.
Are the best,
of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right.
But I agree. I mean, I have daughters who were trying to sell something through the house, and I said, do not sell it from your home when you're there. Because I said, you do not know who's turning up to your house. You're there by yourself. So I think people do have to really start thinking about, I mean, it's great, Gumtree is great, we've all got stuff sitting in our back shed, rather than being rubbish or sent to a tip. We should be selling it on or recycling it, but be careful where you do it.
Be careful, because you just don't know who you're inviting into your house.
Yeah. And mobiles now are so expensive. I went to go buy one the other day, and she said $1,400. I thought, not in this life, sweetheart. You know, like, there's no way in hell.
Did you see the one Samsung has got? They've just made this fold-out one, so the screen becomes...
I know. It's going to be so good to look at porn on the train. Let me tell you that.
That's an offence, Tom.
Or maybe that's just me. I'm so sorry. So, look, we want to hear about the new safety initiative that's been rolled out on public transport.
Yes, we're expanding the PSO network and actually putting them on trains. So, traditionally, they've been on 216 of our stations late at night, but we've now moved them into roving patrols on trains and trams.
Which are they really police great. Officers or are you, they? What are they?
They're part of Victoria Police, but they're protective service officers, so they have slightly different powers. Their powers are really restrained to around public transport, but they're a really great resource for safety.
Oh, definitely.
And I think they do it. Terrific job. And that's why we're so excited to see them on trams, because we know people love them on the stations, but when they actually see them getting on trams and trains, it's also great. You know, we won't have them on every tram you get on, but we'll certainly be looking to where we need them most and where people are feeling the most unsafe. That's where we're going to put them.
Which is great, because I just talk for myself. You know, you're leaving home, you know, Saturday night, you're leaving the city, going home. It is great to know that there's somebody there at the station when you get off. It does take that fear away.
Yeah, especially some of the outer stations that are quite spooky late at night when you get off and you're only a few people around. They do a terrific job, and we think they'll do a terrific job on the trams.
So they've got the powers like the Victorian Police. If they ask for your ID, they ask you to remove from the station, you must follow their direction. That's what they're there for.
Well, yeah, they've got the powers around those areas, those designated areas. So, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they're accountable, as we all are, to you know, being decent to peaceful and making sure that they're polite at all times. So, and they are. They do a terrific job. But, yes, if they ask you for your name and et cetera, if they've got a reason to do that, then it's best to do it.
To oblige and go along with it. Yeah. I've had a really great experiences with police officers at my local station, and it's so nice when they're there greeting everyone with a smile and saying g'day and how's your night going. It just makes the whole night a lot – you feel safer, and it really gets – or abolishes that whole – F the police mentality, which is awful, and it's really nice to have that presence. So it's, from the youth perspective, it's so great to
terrific.
Have that.
That's
yeah.
really good. I mean, that's what we hope for. You know, that's what they're there for, to make sure people feel safe and are safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that the Victorian Police are out there protecting us. That's what they're there for. Thank you again so much for coming in and joining us. We'll talk to you again in the next month. We wanted to ask the listeners if they've got any things that actually would like to bring up with you. They can email through to our social medias and we can have a talk with you about that next month.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be really good to hear what they would like to hear from me. So, yeah, terrific.
Wake Up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.